I was working for Led Zeppelin in 1975 on the American leg of their tour. And there were various times when Jimmy would be carrying a Jack Daniels bottle around with him. I never really thought twice about it. I certainly wasn't a stranger to a Jack Daniels bottle at the time, but I happened to be sitting next to him talking to someone else on my right, and I had a camera in my lap. I happened to turn to Jimmy to say something or look in his direction, and I noticed the bottle starting to go up towards his mouth. And I had a camera in my lap, so I just went and focused and took one frame just at the very peak of when the bottle hit his mouth. And I forgot about it immediately afterwards and went on and carried on the conversation with whomever it was I was talking to on the other side of me. I don't think I even noticed that frame being anything special for a long time. It's become arguably the most famous shot I've ever taken, and certainly the most famous shot of anyone drinking Jack Daniels, or as Jimmy's called it recently, homeopathic medicine. One of the funny things about this photo was that years later, I found out that the Jack Daniels company was looking for images of various rock and roll people drinking Jack Daniels, and they never contacted me for a print of this. And I thought, well, that's got to be strange, because this is really a very, very, very well-known picture. And I found out from someone that they had seen the picture and they were familiar with it, but they were unable to use it in any way, shape, or form. And when they were asked why, they replied, because he's not drinking responsibly in the photograph. Now, anyone I know who drinks Jack Daniels drinks it pretty much just like that. So, who's to say?